Hello and welcome to Real Talk with Jana. Thanks so much for tuning in. I have a beautiful topic to discuss with all of you today because it's been on my heart as I've practiced most recently more than ever the art of surrender, surrendering to the inner knowing, the inner guidance, that little whisper that lives inside of you that is ushering you to your highest and best and most aligned action steps. And so I was in my car thinking about the day that I had originally, as I tuned in yesterday, I said, I'm waking up and in this moment I so choose and decide and align and know that every moment will be given to my soul-led self-impulse to guide me. And even in stating that, I felt a little bit of self-judgment and criticism because that is the intention of each and every day and each and every moment. And we are human. We have imperfect moments, but that's what makes us so perfect. So in that, I gave myself permission to just hold space and to create as many of the yeses to my soul nudges as possible throughout the day, because there is no perfection and we are perfect in our imperfections. And so I woke up and I felt attunement to that, and I had an amazing morning session with a client, which I had said yes to scheduling a much earlier session than I'm usually accustomed to. And as we connected, I felt just so dropped in, and everything that came through was divinely guided, was just soul truth coming through. I didn't have an absolute structure and certainty of what I was to present during the session, but what came through was so charged and eloquent and perfect. And even for her, as she mentioned, she didn't feel prepared at all for the session. The email that I had sent her from the homework hadn't gone through for some reason, of course, all perfectly aligned. And yet, by the end of our time together, it was absolutely perfect, and she felt more connected than before and recognized that even in our perceived imperfection and our perceived unpreparedness, that we are actually exactly where we need to be, doing exactly what we need to be doing. And in our recognition and practice of recognizing that inner voice that is guiding us to our highest and best, and saying yes to our soul, is really where the magic happens, where we continue to affirm and attune and process and say yes over and over again to what our soul nudges us to do. My perfect example to that today would be after I left her space after our session, I had this inner nudge to go and get my car serviced. There was an incident. I have a lease, and for some reason I had been out of town. I didn't drive it for a few days and the battery died. It's a brand new car, so there's no reason for that. And there were some electrical functionalities that weren't working, and I've been thinking about it for quite some time, and I've just been putting it off. And today I felt the nudge. I had time because our session was so much earlier than intended, and I just said in my original moment of, oh no, I have work to do, I have things to do, I actually said, oh, there's that opportunity to say yes, I say yes. And I went to the Acura dealership. I was received with warm welcome and serviced so graciously. I received a free detail car wash on my car. And when I get the receipt, the timestamp on my exit was 11:44 on the dot, and my ticket number for my car was 4445. And I am a firm believer in not in giving our power away to the meaning of the things that we are being communicated by the energy world from, but rather as a universal nod of, you listened and you are thus rewarded and reminded that you are in the right place at the right time. And there's just all these synchronicities that have been coming up as of late, where I'd have a thought in the morning and then later on that day somebody would affirm that same understanding as it applied to what I was thinking about them that day. And so many beautiful instances where things just come to light in the most eloquent and beautiful and very playful, joyful moments. So in that, another thing that I just decided to do, as I felt hungry and I really wanted to get sushi, and I don't typically go out to eat during the week, and something just said, go treat yourself and just feel into the joy of being able to do as you so please. And so I just arrived, and yeah, I often record while in the car because I feel this activation of flow that comes through me when I'm in motion and moving, and there's something about the quieting of the mind because we can't do anything else when we are in our cars and considering being active and mobile and going from one place to the other. There's a momentum that comes through as well. And so here I am. I'm going to go treat myself and enjoy some food. And what came through as I said yes to myself was a question that I invite each and every one of you to consider. How often are you a no? A no to you, a no to that inner voice that is a silent whisper in the beginning of this work. And how often are you saying no to what would bring more joy, more synchronicity, more of the abundance, more of the creation that you so seek when you say no to go do things because you're too busy, or there's not enough time, or I'm not ready yet, or whatever the story is? And this isn't good or bad, right or wrong judgment of the self, or criticizing the self for being a certain way or not. I just invite you to become aware. Become aware of the moments where you say yes and it's a fully aligned, loving, joyful yes. And then what results are these synchronistic moments where we're like, ah, yes, thank you. And then when you say no or don't take the action, recognizing, oh, that was a led experience that I now recognize, and next time I'll be more aware of. A perfect example for me was this morning. We've had some issues with water in the crawl space at the house, and I woke up with the intention to ask my partner to set up the sub pump, and then I'll just turn it on when I get back. And my thought was, I don't want him to leave it on because what if the water goes all over the place? So just set it up for me, and then I'll make sure that it's on when I get back home. And I ran out, you know, because I am a firm committed to being on time, early actually, because that's really important to me. It's one of my values about respecting people's time. And so I left early in a bit of a rush. I didn't articulate this request, and on the way back from my clients, he messages me and he says, could you please set up the sub pump when you arrive home? And I said, yes, of course, I don't mind doing that. And I go, it's really funny that you mention it, because my intention was, and the thought that came through this morning, was to ask you to actually do that so that I can go ahead and plug it in the morning. And he goes, oh my goodness, yes, I should have thought of that. And I just didn't want to leave it running. And I found that that particular statement was a universal nod. I didn't want to leave it running, because both of us in that moment had the same thought process, and both of us ignored the impulse and actually didn't articulate the thought to one another. And in that moment, it wasn't a, oh, I'm so stupid, or why didn't I do that, or why didn't I say anything? It was a, oh, the universe still nods and is reminding you through the synchronicity that you are so well supported and guided. And in the future, to practice recognizing when a thought or an impulse comes through, especially when we're not actively pursuing an answer or an understanding, that is that nudge. And it's just a subtle reminder of what to put into place for your highest and best outcome. But even though we didn't, that's okay, because that was intended for both of us to experience, so that we can A, recognize the synchronicity, recognize that we are more connected than we realize, and recognize that in our connectedness, in the guidance that's coming through, the element that is also so important is recognizing it in the moment and taking action, whether that would have been me articulating it and him actually putting it into place, rather than hearing the I don't want to keep it running and negating taking any action altogether. That was really the lesson there. And so I invite you to recognize the impulses and those moments where, by you just simply leaning into it and saying, yes, I do have enough time, and yes, I will go do that for myself, and yes, I will release and let go of the desire to try to make things happen, to hustle, to grind, to create. And I will lean into a more receptive state of trust to show the universe that I'm ready to receive more. And I will be guided to the most perfect set of circumstances, the most eloquent and unfolded before me path of least resistance, and as Abraham Hicks so eloquently always says, and also the most free-flowing conversation that will result in the exact thing that I so desire to create by just me being in a receptive state. That sometimes it's not about overthinking and trying to figure out the how, but rather in trusting that the how is being taken care of and surrendering into a state of being massively present in the moment and being connected to how you can be of service by just showing up and creating a miracle moment, as the Course in Miracles teaches us. Each moment is an opportunity to create a moment of deeply rooted connection to joy, to love, to bringing forth spirit to show up and speak through you, rather than your desire to be in control and create whatever you think that moment is intended for. It's rather surrendering that moment so that it may become a holy instant, whatever that moment was intended to be. And you can sit with yourself if you're not sure how to do that and just ask, what was this moment made for? What is it that I'm here to do today? What is it that I'm here to say today, and to whom? And how am I to best use this moment? What was it intended for? Thank you so much for tuning in. It is my absolute pleasure to be of service to you in this way. I adore you to the moon and back, and I love you immensely. Until next time, this is Jhana signing out.